This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
And you're here for the Worm for the Night podcast, episode 13. We were thinking about skipping over this one, going from 12 to 14, like an elevator.
Yeah, it sounds good.
You think this is an unlucky one? I hope it's entertaining. What do we see this week?
Die Hard?
You said it with like a questioning tone. Were you
well, I was thrown wavering off because you said this week. I'm thinking, well, we've watched a lot of movies.
Yeah, but specifically for this show this week?
Yes.
You know, the one we've been talking about?
Yes.
Okay. Die Hard. Yes. All right. Took you to a 30th anniversary screening last night, which to fully divulge here, I woke you up from a nap to take you to a 30th anniversary screening, and I would say that when I awoke you, you were like 100% not wanting to go, I'd say.
Yes.
Yeah, 100%.
I would, like...
Like, you would have missed the movie for sure and said, screw the money, you go. Yeah, I know, I saw it in your eyes.
Almost.
Yeah, but you were a trooper, and you went, and as you awoke, by the time we got to the theater, you seemed to be pretty intent, and what did you think of Die Hard?
I actually really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Well, of course you did. It's a good movie. For a 30-year-old movie.
Mm-hmm.
And you said you'd seen Die Hard before, but when we walked out of the movie, you sounded so surprised at how much you liked it that I'm pretty sure you've never seen Die Hard before.
No, I have. You could ask my dad.
Okay. What? Yes. First of all, why was your dad showing you Die Hard as a little kid?
My dad and I watched all weird movies.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll get onto that one in a different series, and.
But I was so surprised about the people I recognize now.
Yeah, you were.
That's what I was so excited about.
As Alan Rickman as the bad guy, Reginald Bell Johnson, who's his dad from Family Matters, and a bunch of, you know, characters. You were also telling me how the technology was cracking you up.
Yes.
Well, how so?
Because it was like touch, like things that we do now.
Touch screens.
Yeah.
VCRs.
Yeah. CDs.
CDs. Yeah, we might have passed that now. And what did you think about Bruce Willis himself?
Oh, he was good. He was Bruce Willis.
Yeah, but you know that. He's been playing that same character this whole time.
Yeah.
You see where he originated from now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, it played like hell. I mean, I thought it was really, really good. I thought it played very good on the big screen. I was like juiced from it. I don't even want to go see another movie for a while because this is just, it was so fun to see that. Even though I know it was coming. And the big debate's always if it's a Christmas movie or not. Where do you stand on it? Is it a Christmas movie or not?
Yes.
It is, right?
Definitely a Christmas movie.
I feel the same, especially with the way it ends and for plenty of reasons that have been documented online. I definitely say it's a Christmas movie, too.
How can people argue that?
Because it's not, because it came out in July. There's a lot of like sub points to it, and but it takes place on Christmas Eve. I love the fact that movie takes place over the course of one evening, and it's all self-contained. It takes like 12 hours. You know, from the story to start and end, and it's just so fun. It's such a little. I'm watching it. And I'm like, no wonder I love this as a kid. It's a little boys' movie. There's like naked girls on the wall at one point. He's like, "Hey, girls!" And he's like a wisecracking asshole, and he's running around. He's immature as all hell, really, as a character. And it's all these passageways, and he's kind of like spying on people and getting the upper hand. And it's a fun movie on top of it. But a lot of the stuff in it wouldn't fly now. I mean, but you pointed out the fact that his wife, the character of his wife was ahead of its time.
Yeah. Yeah, like by her being the main breadwinner.
Yeah, right? Honestly, yeah, that's
honestly,
what she was.
Yeah. She moved away from her husband. It was crazy.
Dropped his last name.
Yeah. She was like the CEO of something, right?
Yeah, she was very like high up in a Japanese corporation, which obviously they wouldn't have been quick to promote a female in the 80s, not so much as today, so... I thought that was pretty ahead of its time too, and just good writing all around. You were cracking up about the character from The Breakfast Club, Paul Gleason.
Oh my gosh, he bugged me. He should have not been in that movie.
As Deputy Chief Jansen. Another guy in the movie is Robert Davi.
Yes.
And if you don't know my personal history with Robert Davi, it's documented out there. It's on MovieMavericks.com, which is this parent website of this podcast, and I said something about him in a review. He was very irritated, read the review, and wrote back to me personally. We offered to have him to come on the podcast. He said he'd do it. We couldn't schedule it in the time frame, and we lost the opportunity. But we're apparently cool now. But I always refer to him as the man that hates your boyfriend. And I love seeing him in Die Hard because I have nothing but respect for Robert Davi and his career choices for the most part before he started working with The Asylum. But having said that, whenever I see him in a movie, I always think, this guy wanted to kick my ass at one point. And it doesn't look like he couldn't. So, you know, that's always a fun thing.
I didn't realize how handsome he was back then.
Thank you. Are you covering for him now? Have I lost
then I realized,
you to him just because I said he could kick my ass?
I thought the scarring was recent.
Oh, now he's going to kick your ass.
I know. I'm sorry. I didn't realize it was a thing that...
let's glaze past that. Now, we just got back from a trip. We just got back from Hawaii.
Yes.
Where we watched a couple movies there, streaming and whatnot. But what I want to bring up about the trip, or for the podcast at least, is plane etiquette. Like, as in what you can watch on an airplane. We were not seated together. We were seated across from the aisle from one another on both ways on our trip. And on the way back, I had downloaded a couple movies to my iPad. You were watching something, and I was seated next to an older couple who seemed very, just very conservative in all aspects of themselves. And I was watching Bordello of Blood, Tales from the Crypt, with Dennis Miller and Corey Feldman, and I had never seen it. I loved Tales from the Crypt. I thought it was going to just be something, but it had so much fucking nudity in it that every time tits popped up, I felt like I was a 12-year-old watching a movie with my parents that had a sex scene. I was so uncomfortable, and I look over to you, and we were surrounded by a family of Tongans. There was 8 children in this clan and surrounding where we were sitting, so I had like 10-year-old little boys behind me for sure looking at that shit. The lady next to me was probably praying for my soul, but like, what's the etiquette on a plane? It was PG-13.
Yeah, but probably not.
Probably not what?
Yeah, PG-13 back then, it was way different than PG-13 now. I mean, look at the difference. In PG-13 now, we don't see women getting tied to a table with their boobies hanging out.
You did look over and see it at that scene.
Of course I did.
I know. And I felt, I was like getting nauseous and sweaty every time.
I was embarrassed for you. I'm like, that poor Christian couple.
Oh, that lady was so upset.
I swear she was a Christian.
She for sure was praying for me that night.
No, she was. And she was telling her husband not to look.
That's why they were closing their eyes for 90% of the trip. Well, the weird thing was, every time I'd get bored of watching that, and then I flipped over to like Pirates of the Caribbean.
I know. So
they were probably like, what kind of madman is this? He's watching porn and Disney.
Oh, so he must have felt embarrassed. Like, and you switched back.
Exactly.
I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you coming back? Don't go back.
I felt fucking embarrassed. There was titties everywhere. I was like, how much titties is in this movie? It was, first of all, Bordello of Blood is fucking terrible. And nobody should ever watch it.
I don't know why you.
Because I love Tales from the Crypt. And I was like, oh, I've seen all Tales from the Crypt. I've never seen these movies. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's PG-13. I've actually not fact checked that at all. So it could well be rated R, but I thought it was a horror comedy, not just
a soft porn, an HBO porn.
It felt much, very much like that, even because it had Dennis Miller. He used to have a late night talk show on that, but that's neither. Yeah, you saw the good stuff too. Were you watching two movies? One eyeball was on mine, one eyeball was on yours.
I couldn't help seeing boobs from the side of my side.
If you felt that way, imagine how the 11-year-old boy behind you.
Himself. No wonder I felt the seat kick back and forth.
Oh, he was just wild. No wonder he switched seats with his brother and got behind me. He had to get closer. All right, well, that's going to wrap up episode 13. I think it was a successful episode, not unlucky at all. This is Jason.
This is Kailani.
We'll talk to you soon.